Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey, welcome back to Simp It After Dark, everyone. Oh my god, it's been so freaking long. What the hell? Like, this feels really weird. I literally, was getting a little nervous about to record. I was like, do I remember how to even do this? How to work all this shit? But I'm back. We're in this thing. It's your host, Ashley Mendoza, and I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season 6. This is the first episode. I believe the last time I dropped episode was in June, so it's been a little cool minute, and there is a lot to talk about. I hope everyone's summer was amazing and full of whatever you wanted it to be full of. I was trying to think. For me, I wanted to just relax pretty much. I like to relax. I like to drink and do all that, but I spent a lot of time by the pool, with the fam, with my girls. My birthday passed in September, so earlier this month, and we had a lot of tequila, listened to Bad Bunny. It was fun. So however you wanted to enjoy your summer, I hope you did. And yeah, damn, last episode was about Bad Bunny, actually, so that really set the tone for the vibes that I wanted. Un Verano Sin Ti has still been on repeat, but we got blessed with a lot of really good new music this summer, these past few months. We got new Beyonce, first of all, so that is amazing. Renaissance is so much fun. I love how House was having its little moment. Drake dropped a House-inspired album as well. It was a vibe, honestly. I haven't listened to it too much since it dropped. When it first dropped, I was working out to it and just chilling by the pool to it, because it's definitely a fun little vibe. But what else? Steve Lacy, Gemini Writes. That album is amazing. I love him. Oh, and Brent Faiyaz, Wasteland is still on repeat. It is so good. It's hard to pick a favorite song from that, but Jackie Brown is really good, and All Mine. Those are probably my favorites. But one of my favorite drops, and what I'm actually be talking about today, is Ari Lennox's Age, Sex, Location album, her second studio album. It has been on repeat. It is so good. I was so happy when it dropped. It came out a day after my birthday, so on September 9th. So it felt very personal. Like she said, here, happy birthday, Ashley, I love you. So I listen to that shit with love, okay? Real quick, for the new listeners, if you are new here, Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where every week I pick a new song to kind of just get into. I dissect the lyrics a little bit, just go over them, and then those just kind of spiral into a conversation about a lot of different things. Sometimes it starts about one thing and then it turns into something completely unrelated, but that's okay because that's what this is about. I like to talk about relationship dynamics, heartbreak, dating, self-love, healing, all that good stuff. And of course, I am on Twitter and TikTok, like a lot of you. And if you're on there, then you know that there is a lot of fuckery all the time. Twitter is definitely wild. It's the Wild West. But TikTok, I don't know. It's a different world on there. And it has really opened my eyes to things I never would have seen without TikTok. But damn, some of the videos that people be posting on there, especially like girls, and that's just because that's my FYP and what the type of content that I look at is girls complaining about their boyfriends. So I got a lot to talk about over the season. I'll try to get into some stuff today, but it is going to be kind of a jam-packed episode because I'm not just picking one song from Age, Sex, Location. I'm picking six. So that's half the album. It's going to take a good little chunk, but there are a lot of really good themes on there. Last season, I introduced the Pick Me Patrol segment where I call out pick me's, basically. Quick definition of a pick me, just my own definition off the top of my head here, is girls, but not exclusively. It could be just anyone who puts down their own people, like girls that put down other girls to try to seem better and get picked by a man. It's something that I think a lot of girls go through. We're kind of socialized to be that way, to want to get picked. Once you start paying attention and open your eyes to it, you can't really unsee it. You'll start to see it everywhere you look. It really manifests in so many different ways. So I'm gonna always talk about it on here because it's not just some little like funny joke. It's serious. It has real life consequences. A lot of the times you put women in danger or kind of open them up to violence, whether it's online bullying or actual real life scenarios. So like I said, this episode is pretty packed. I will try to get to some pick me shit, but I cannot guarantee it because I do want to talk about something at the end just because it's happening right now and I want to talk about it before it just gets old. But it has to do with Nick Cannon, so stick around. It's shocking. But yeah, the pick me's have been out of control on TikTok specifically. I said last season, the first episode, I said it's a pick me pandemic, and it is, and it's not close to being over at all. So yeah, you're scared, I'm fucking scared. It's ugly out here, so we're gonna call this shit out 1 week at a time, and hopefully it can make its way to a pick me to open their eyes somehow and change, because it's just really ugly, embarrassing, silly behavior. All right, but let's talk about Age, Sex, Location. Oh my God, you know what? Actually, really quick before we get into that, Ari Lennox dropped a pre-album EP. It's called Away Message. That's where she first dropped Queen Space featuring Summer Walker in. So that was one of the singles. But I believe she dropped that one as like a package. Yeah, like a little EP. It's 4 or 5 songs, I believe, that aren't on the album other than Queen Space. And it's honestly really, really good, like album material, but very different. Like it sounds very different. The production, the vibe, but I am a fucking fan. Like Tatted, one of my favorites on that EP, but my ultimate favorite is Bitter. So soulful. Her voice is top notch on that. And the lyrics are bittersweet, like the song is titled Bitter. It's a really good song. It's beautiful. And yeah, her range when it comes to just like style and her voice, like vocal range, is amazing. So I can't wait to get into the rest of this, but I just have to shout that out because I low-key forgot about it. Like I remember it dropped a few days before the album. I listened to it and I didn't come back to it until earlier yesterday. While I was getting ready, I put it on and I was like, oh my God, wait, like this is really fucking good. I haven't seen too many people talking about it too much. So yeah. And like Ari Lennox is not a small artist by all means, but she deserves her roses for sure because nobody out here is doing it like her. And everything she puts out is just solid. Also, cheers. I am drinking some wine in my cute little My Melody cup. Shout out Wild 7. They got me these for my birthday. I'm obsessed. I'm also trying to slow down on drinking because I literally had so many freaking shots of tequila on my birthday. I'm still disgusted. It has been how long? My birthday was on the 8th. I'm recording this. Today is the 29th. So, you know, 21 days. I had my first shot of tequila since then yesterday. Kind of hesitantly, but my aunt sent us some limes from her tree. So shout out to her. She's so cute. The limes were juicy and delicious. The shot was good, but like for real, I'm trying to slow down. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks about like the effects of alcohol, and it's low-key scary. Not to like give off any negative vibes and bring the mood down at all. If you want to drink, I support you. I'm never here to judge anybody, but I might talk about it more in the future because it's low-key crazy. I'm gonna still drink this wine though. All right, I'm about to read something. It's kind of long, but it is very worth it. As part of Ari Lennox's album rollout, I think J. Cole posted this on his story. He asked her what the album meant to her. You know, like, what is this about? What does this mean? And she responded with like a whole paragraph. And honestly, if you're not like a real day one fan, you probably are not going to read it. I saw a bunch of people in the quote tweets like, love you, Ari, but I'm not about to read all this. Like, okay, y'all are fucking rude. I read that shit and I'm about to read it to you because it is deep from the soul. It's good. And a lot of it is very generic. It can be, but it's so relatable. It's something that I think every woman can really go through. Not just women, but I think more than not women. I think women just put in the work for that self-growth a lot more often than men do. But if you are a man that is about that, then shout out to you because we need more men to be doing that. So, and a quick little synopsis on the album. The theme is, well, first of all, age, sex, location, ASL is something that you would ask people in chat rooms back in the day, online, and kind of even like the party lines on phones. Like, you gotta be my age or older to even remember those. Unless they still exist, I doubt it. But yeah, I used to go on those with my friends just like for fun. We would just lie about our age too. So that's something that Ari Lennox talks about. She's like, I'm the original catfish. So it's super relatable. It's funny. Actually, if you go on YouTube and look at the lyric videos, the way it's all like the design of it is set up like a AIM, like a AOL chat room thing. It's super cute and just takes you back to those days of like, I don't know about you guys. I know it's not just me. Actually, I watched Pen 15. There's an episode about this. If you've never watched Pen 15 on Hulu, you're missing out. That shit is so hilarious. Oh my God. There is an episode where one of the girls, or both of them, are kind of experimenting with this and how they just fall in love with strangers online. And that actually reminds me of like the Manti Te'o documentary of like that football player that got caught up with the whole catfishing thing. It wasn't his fault. He was a victim. Oh my God. If you've seen that shit, like, I feel so bad for him. But yeah, that's something that happened back then. That was like the birth of the internet's time. Like, that was the first time that you could talk to people in different cities or states and lie. You could talk to whoever and you could imagine that they were whoever you wanted in your head. That was like the most extreme example of idealization. You know, you can definitely do that to somebody you meet in person, but back then online, you would literally just hear a person's voice and immediately you were just obsessed. Like, their voice was so sexy and they could be literally just not your type on the other end. They could just be not the person that they are saying that they are at all. It's pretty crazy. It's funny if you think about it. I was talking to April, who is my sister and has been on the podcast multiple times. And we were remembering one time when we were little, we had walkie-talkies. We used to hang out with our neighbor. We're all girls. And we used to use them to like talk to each other. And sometimes we would like catch interference with boys in the neighborhood that had walkie-talkies. And it just was so exciting and just imagining who was on the other side. It's like your Prince Charming in your head. And in real life, it's probably definitely not. It's just like some little stinky ass kid. But, you know, it's crazy what online chat rooms and things like that can make you act like. Like, you'll be so delusional. But okay, this is what Ari Lennox replied to J. Cole when he asked her what the album means to her or what it's about. She said, transitional space, very vulnerable, codependent, and validation-seeking part of my life. I remember the countless times I was kicked out of dating apps because they didn't think I was really myself. It reminded me of those age sex location days where I actually wasn't being myself in those chat rooms. I spent so much time seeing the good and God in some abusive people, neglecting my needs and self-worth, romanticizing terrible people, ignoring red flags, ignoring my opinions and those knots in my stomach when interacting with people I'm dating, communicating my concerns immediately, no more tiptoeing, no more docile, providing grace and compassion to myself, blocking those that no longer serve me or just literally not responding, blocking the resistance to heal, allowing accountability and maturing, allowing growth to happen, allowing self-worth and self-love and inner work to happen, allowing therapy, allowing dating me to happen, doing things I like to do whenever I want, learning new things, allowing that desperation and neediness to fade. What's for me is for me, and I'm complete on my own. This is my eat, pray, love journey, and it's my honest goodbye to searching for love. I got it right here inside of me. The end of searching for anything other than self-love and family. Pouring into me and giving the greatest love to me.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
End quote. So I told you guys it was a little long, but yeah, there's so many things on that that stood out. And the songs that I picked from the album are more reminiscent of that message and what I think she was trying to get across. So that's why I picked the songs I picked. And we'll kind of get into that once we get into the lyrics. I'm absolutely not going to be going through the entire lyrics of each song, because then this episode would be like 5 hours or long. So I'm just going to kind of skim and go through some of my favorites that stand out to me and are on theme with the meaning and this episode. Okay, first song is called POF. It stands for Plenty of Fish. So this is definitely, or can be, a double meaning, because, you know, the chorus of the song is, what's that they say back in the day? It's plenty of fish in the sea. Will somebody explain what's with these lame fish that be swimming to me? So we've definitely all heard that when we're going through a heartbreak, or if you've ever been broken up with before, someone, whether it's your mom or your best friend, they definitely told you at one point, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Like, he's not the only guy out there, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you appreciate the effort, but also in your head, you're like, I don't give a fuck about any other fish in the sea if, like, you're still in love. And if you're not still in love, then you're probably feeling like these other fish suck. Whether you've gone on a few dates since and realized, like, they all suck. Not all of them, but it's like not every single fish out there is great, you know? Like, not everyone is easily replaceable. You're going to have to go through a lot of whack-ass fish to find a good one. And that's not to, like, put anyone down. It's just that there's someone for everyone, and not everyone is a match. So that's all I mean by that. But you know what? Some of them really do suck. Like I said, like, the ones that don't put in the work for self-healing and being intentional in their journey to become a better person for themselves and for everyone around them. If they're not doing that, then yeah, they do suck. So some fish do suck. All right, but let me actually play a clip of this song before I get into some lyrics. You out your mind, I did them tours, I picked them floors, so miss me. When you come around, you're pressing me like genuine, so anxiously, with super thirsty energy, like you never had no coochie. What's that they say, back in the day, it's plenty of fish in the sea. Well, somebody's play was with these same fish that be swimming to me. First of all, I love her so much because she, even though like her voice is so professional and mature and soulful and like has gospel vibes, she is so unserious with some of her lyrics. Like she still is fun. Like she has fun with it. She doesn't take herself too seriously. It's really the best balance to have. Like she really said, when you come around, you're pressing me like genuine so anxiously with super thirsty energy like you never had no coochie. Like, that's funny as hell. She's just so real, you know? So I had to pull up some lyrics from Genuine's song called So Anxious that she references, just because you guys have to hear some of this. I was cracking the fuck up. He's basically just kind of talking to a girl, waiting for them to, like, link and hook up, and he is so thirsty. First of all, in the chorus, he's like, girl, could you quit the stalling? You know, I'm a sexaholic. So any dude that calls himself a sexaholic, it's so cringe because it's like, you're not actually a sexaholic. Real life sexaholics' lives are fucking fucked because of how crazy that shit is. It's like any other holic, alcoholic, gambleaholic. Is that a fucking word? You know what I mean, though? Any type of addict, like a sexaholic is somebody that's addicted to sex, and that shit turned your life upside down. So if you're just a dude that's a slut, then just say that. You're not a sexaholic. Don't be weird. But you are weird because it's thirsty and desperate, and no girl wants that energy. Like she said, when guys act like that, it just comes off like you ain't never had no coochie, and it's just like, please have some composure. Act like you've been here before. You're scaring the hoes. Oh, but I also love this lyric in the first verse. I was like, what the fuck? She says, the nerve of you to think that I was gonna sell my house to live in yours. You out your mind. I did them tours. I picked them floors. So miss me. You cannot make that shit up. Some dude really wanted her to sell her house so that she could go live with him. That's insane. I actually loved in Sex and the City when Carrie Bradshaw, I think it's when her and Big get married or something, and they're living together, and they get in a fight, and then she goes back to her apartment, and he goes and finds her, and he's like, I thought you got rid of this place. And she's like, no, I just like having it. It makes me just feel like I still have a piece of me, or something like that. I might be completely fucking that up, but I really fuck with that sentiment. And just always having something to fall back on. And I do see that it could be a little bit kind of a symptom of avoidant attachment, maybe, or a fear of commitment or trust issues or something. So I think a compromise would be to maybe have your own rooms or have just like an extra room, just because I think when you live together, it's important to have your own space. And I keep seeing TikToks about how if you move in together as a couple before you get married, that you have a higher chance of getting divorced. And I'm never one to preach about morals and sex before marriage or nothing like that. Like, I don't give a fuck. But I do think it's important to get into the why that is. And somebody on TikTok was reading from the book where that stat came from and where that conversation started floating around from. And what the author was basically saying is that when couples move in, just kind of like roll into it, just like, hey, move in, it'll be cheaper rent, like whatever, versus going at it from a place of trying to move the relationship to the next step with intent and looking for apartments or houses together and building a home together, a home that is ours, not mine and you're a visitor. You know what I mean? That's when it could be an issue. So not just because you move in together before you married means that your relationship is doomed. You just have to be really, really mindful about making sure that it's both your place, even if one of you was there first, versus making the other person feel like they're a visitor. You know, it has to be a home, like equally both of yours. But yeah, that's just a wild thing for someone to tell you to sell your house to come live with them. Like, fuck you. So in the little post chorus, or genius lists it as the refrain, she says, "See, Lord knows I don't need no one, but sure would be sweet." And that's exactly the mentality that you need to have when you are going into a relationship or looking for a relationship, versus that desperate energy. Because once you need something, that pulls out a lot of ugly traits that are not going to be healthy. So that's the intro song. And it's like the perfect intro song. As soon as I clicked play on the album, I was like, oh yeah, this shit is going to be so fucking good. And her voice really reminds me of Erykah Badu in this. You could really hear the inspiration. And I would love to hear them on a track together. I could totally just hear Erykah hopping on this. If there's like ever a remix, that would be the best. So I was like Googling if they have done anything together. And some article popped up. It's from 2019. So it's like right after Shea Butter Baby dropped. A few months after. And the title is, "Erykah Badu gave Ari Lennox this unconventional advice when they met." So I was like, aw, I love that advice. Like, women in the industry supporting other women. And unconventional, yeah, that makes sense. Erykah Badu, like, what could this advice be? So Ari Lennox says, "I was leaving the dressing room and she was just right there. I think she was there for me. I don't know. Maybe it just happened to be that way. She was just right there. I said hi. I couldn't hear anything. She was like, 'Are you nervous?' I was like, 'Yeah.' And she was like, 'Just sing from your pussy.'" Bro, what? And she was like, "Just sing from your pussy." And then Ari Lennox was like, "Oh my God, I will. I know this makes so much sense. When you want to hit that note, you got to dig deep down in there. You got to squeeze sometimes to hit that goddamn fucking high note." So she knew. I knew what she was saying. So yeah, that shit is so funny. And it's just so on brand for Erykah Badu, Miss Pussy Flavor Incense. It's not flavor, I know that's not the word. I can't, like, what is the word for that? Like the smell of something. Whatever, you know what I mean. I love it. And yeah, POF, just a great song, a very Erykah Badu-esque. So if you fuck with her and you have not checked out Ari Lennox at this point, then go. All right, and then track three is called "Waste My Time," which I saw she did a live performance at probably some like Jimmy Fallon type show. I have no fucking idea, honestly, but I just seen the clip floating around Twitter and I was blown away. Her vocals are just amazing as always. She never disappoints. So the song is a bop too. Let me play a clip before we get into some of the lyrics.
There must be a glitch in my phone. I'm ready for the switch to turn me on. Won't you come do something wrong to me? Cause I'm trying to have you. Waste my time, get on my mind. Cause I got the time to waste. Lose that vibe, throw this back out. Back up every word you say. Just talk it to me. Waste my time, get on my mind. Then you can be on your way.
I fucking love that so much. Did you catch when she said "sock it to me," like in the background, after she says "back up every word you say"? That's my favorite part. That's what I mean. Like, her lyrics are so unserious. There's also in, I think it's the song "Hoodie," possibly. I'm not talking about it, but there's like a lyric in there where she says, "Spread it like some queso." Like, bitch, queso. Like, why the fuck would you even say queso, you know? I guess you gotta do what you gotta do for the rhyme, but it's just like so funny. Like, queso is so fucking random, but I love her for it, and she can say whatever she wants. Oh, and by the way, J. Cole was one of the producers for POF, even though he was not featured as like a feature on this album. I'm glad he was still involved in the production. I think that's the only song I was going through the produced by on Genius, and that's, I think, the only one that I saw him on. But you know who did a few of her songs on this album and who has done a lot of her songs in the past and actually has a bunch of like really great writing credits and is actually signed to Dreamville, so does a bunch of J. Cole shit, is Ron Gilmore. So on Shea Butter Baby, there's a song. What song is it? Oh, I think Speak to Me at the beginning, where she's like, are you recording me, Ron? So that's Ron. Shout out to Ron. Every song that I see him credited to is one of my favorites. So once I see an artist constantly putting out good music with like a producer, I'm like, yes, keep doing that. Give us more, please. He actually has, he produced a song for Fouché, a song that I did on this podcast, actually. I was looking at his credits. It's a song, I can't remember what it's called right now. I've done two of her songs. So, not the first one, but the second time I did her song. It was the one that was like a cover.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But anyway, back to Waste My Time. A fucking bop. Verse one, I mean, she's already starting out strong. She says, no dick making me stupid. No funny Valentine loving from Cupid. Need someone to get to it. I see you begging so there ain't no choosing. I feel like she's definitely just talking to like some fuckboy that is out there being thirsty. And she just wants a little dick. She's just trying to have some fun. She hasn't messed around in a while. Probably, you know, she has no dick making her stupid. And she's like, you know what? Tonight, I'm down. And she knows what it is. And once you get to that place and you're out of that desperate energy, and you know what a lot of it is, and you just take it without misconstruing it as something else or secretly hoping for it to turn into something else, then you're in a good place to be in, like, to participate in hookup culture. Although I have my issues with hookup culture, I think as long as you are in the right mental space and have healed enough and are picking the right people, whether that be just someone that can lay it down, like, right, then why not, you know? Why the fuck not? And then the chorus, she says, waste my time, get on my line, because I got the time to waste. And that's what you need to know. Like, if you don't have time to waste, then don't be participating in hookup culture. If you know you don't want a relationship and you know you're just, like, focused on your healing, then yeah, you got a little time to waste and you're not looking for anything, so like, what's the harm, right? And then she says, use that mouth, blow this back out, back up every word you say, said, sock it to me, waste my time, get on my line, then you can be on your way. Use that mouth, pull a track out, back up every word you say. She's so funny, like, pull a track out, bro. She's just trying to get dick down for sure. So that's pretty much that song. I just wanted to emphasize that, like, once you are in control, if you know that you're in a place where you can be in a control of a situation like that, then, like, you're good. But If you're not, you're just going to hurt yourself. All right. Then the next one I want to talk about is Boy Bye featuring Lucky Day. She actually was on his second to last album. What was it called? Table for Two, where he had a bunch of R&B girlies on there. It was really good. Their song was really fun. This one is like top notch though. It's like a duet. They're going back and forth a little bit and there's little skits throughout it, like before, during, and then at the end. And their chemistry, bro, so good. It was making me blush. Like, I felt like I was watching two people flirt in real life. Like, I'm out with my homegirl and then she's like with the guy that she has a crush on and they're just like going back and forth, you know, where you're like, get it, bestie. That's exactly what the song feels like. And it's a bop. Just the theme of it is so great. Like, it's called Boy Bye, so you can probably guess that it's just about blowing off a dude when they're trying to sweet talk you, because some guys are really good at sweet talking and saying the right things to get you to open up. And I feel like every girl goes through this. Your first sweet talker, you're like, oh my god, he loves me, like, wow, like, I've never met a guy that is just so open and honest. And then you get your heart broken and then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is why they say actions speak louder than words. And this is what the term sweet nothings comes from. Because people will literally just say shit just to get what they want out of you. So once you learn, you learn. It's a really great lesson to learn. So I love this song because it's just her still flirting, because flirting is fun, but knowing exactly what the fuck it is and shutting him down. And he is pressing for it. It reminds me of that Chris Brown music video where he's following that girl, like doing these like weird, creepy dance moves, like hopping over his leg, you know? I'm so biased against him because I don't like him. If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know I don't like him. But that clip floats around Twitter from time to time and it cracks me up every time because it's so creepy. He's literally following this girl like through the park. It's kind of scary. So this song, there's not a music video for it yet. Hopefully there is. I would love to see their like energy and chemistry on the screen. But yeah, kind of that vibe where he sees her, he's trying to like spit some game, and she's like, no. And then he just kind of like walks her home, follows her home. So that's why it reminds me of that bit, like without it being Chris Brown's goofy ass. So the chorus, it's kind of both of them going back and forth. She says, boy, bye, thinking you gonna come inside. Boy, bye, not tonight. And then he says, won't lie, can't say it ain't worth a try. It feels right. I'm trying to make you mine. So he's trying to come, and then when she says, thinking you gonna come inside, I would not be surprised if that's a double meaning for come inside, if you know what I'm saying.
Talking all that shit, where your girl at? You were way too fine to be alone.
Well, thank you, appreciate that.
Girl, with a last, no one behind it. Oh, I'm just wondering if I could fuck you home.
Boy, bye, thinking you gon' come inside.
If you haven't listened to this song, like, please go listen to it, because I don't want to get into all the lyrics, but, like, in verse two, there's, like, a funny-ass little back and forth between them that I was just, like, dying, so go listen to it if you haven't. And he's like pressing her. She even tells him, like, I got a man. And he's like, you're fucking lying. And then she like admits she likes him, but holds her ground. She says, I know you're playing with me. I know you've been hanging with Casey, Georgia, and Judy. I don't know who you think you are fooling. Not me. Stop playing with me. And then he says, I know you think that I'm shady. I want you to be my baby. Sunsets, big daydreaming lately. Girl, I think of you on the daily. So you gotta be real strong when sweet talkers come along, because they will pest you enough until you give up sometimes, if you're not strong. And then I just love on the outro, their little skit, he says, you probably ain't never had real love before. And then she says, no, like, that's the thing, like, I have, and that's why I can tell this is giving fraudulent, it's giving fickle. And then he says, I don't need you to bring baggage from no other spots, but over here, baby. Like, I'm trying to fuck with you on some fresh shit, you feel me? Then she says, there's no projection. I just can tell by your erection that this is shady. Then he says, well, I ain't gonna pass on that ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm hit the gas. So, you know, he admits, like, he'll do and say what he has to do and say to get to that ass. And if you have had real love, or once you figure out what it is, once you learn to decipher, you can see through the bullshit quickly. Like, I'm telling you, that's why young girls are so easy to take advantage of, because they've never been through it like that. They don't understand that someone will feed you all of these lies, tell you all the things that you want to hear, just to get you. Even if they switch up later down the road, however long it takes, as long as they got you. So that's the real reason why older guys love younger girls, because that sweet talking works on them. But that's a topic for another day. All right, so then I'm going to talk about track 10, Leak It, featuring Miss Chloe. So let me play a little clip. Okay, so another freaky ass song. I'm loving all of the freak energy, but this one specifically just like oozes, I'm a confident bitch that is just comfortable in my body. And it kind of just emphasizes that sometimes you do find that in a partner. Although, of course, like, you should be that just on your own. But when you do find somebody that helps you feel amazing in your own body, that's just a green flag, because the opposite would be someone that's making you feel insecure or just putting you down in any type of way. That's emotionally abusive. So I emphasize that if someone is doing that at all, like, red fucking flag. You deserve to be with someone that makes you feel safe emotionally and just sexually, everything. Like in verse 1, she says, I could care less what they say, because you got me feeling away, and I'll undress any place. You are the one and only that got me feeling safe. So yeah, this song is mostly just like freaky ass lyrics, but you know, like, if you kind of strip it down and dig and maybe reach a little bit, just because it's me, it's like a little vulnerable. Like in the chorus or the post chorus, she says, no filter, backdrop, no sparkles, no crop, leak it all on your beautiful face. So, you know, she had to make it like real sexual at the end there. But no filter, no backdrop. Like, you know, like she's saying, like, take me as I am, like us together. It's about just like if we were making a sex tape, like, I'll leak that shit. I don't care who sees this shit, because, you know, I feel good and this is good. Like, leak that shit. I am confident in myself. I ain't got no shame about this. And that's the only way you should be having sex. No shame. If you feel shame about it in any way for whatever reason, that is a sign for you that you should not be having sex with this person or in this situation or whatever it may be. Like, whatever it is, you should fucking own it. But their vocals together are so beautiful. They mesh just like so lovely. I love Chloe Bailey. And this was the collab that none of us knew we needed. That's about it for that song, but Blocking You is, we're gonna get into this one. Let me play a clip. Gonna go by. Blocking you on everything. I need a moment. I need a day. Oh, like, I'm so obsessed with this song. This is, I think, my most favorite song from the album, just because I love, like, her flow and melody. The post chorus when she says, fly, take a trip, Don't be in my hair, making and split. Like, that is so fucking... And then, of course, stay out of that basement talking all that shit. Ain't no shooter. Deck your shit. Like, yeah, I'll deck your fucking shit. Bet. So this song, called Blocking You, is all about blocking anything fucking negative. Like, you don't need that shit. It's about protecting your peace, being willing to fucking deck whoever, whatever, whether it's, like, metaphorically or actually real life. You know, I don't condone violence, but I do condone metaphorically decking people out of your life. First one, she says, hey, feeling too accessible, exhausting, the only peace I'll ever know. Searching for something tangible, privacy is cardinal, but I can't seem to face myself alone, afraid of where my thoughts can travel. So this is, like, I think one of the most vulnerable songs on the album, which I love. I think everyone can relate to that feeling of not wanting to be alone with your thoughts and, like, spiraling into negative thoughts. For me specifically, it's when I smoke weed. That's why I do not smoke weed. Although me and my girls talk about it all the time, how maybe when you smoke weed and you have those thoughts, it's because you probably need to address those thoughts. We actually talked about that on the episode we did about mushrooms. It was me, April, and Steph, Master Steph, when we talked about SZA, Good Times. So if you want to hear more about that, go check out that episode. That was a lot of fun. Some real shit was said. But yeah, her opening line when she says, hey, feeling too accessible, that is the realest shit. Like, don't ever be too accessible to anybody that isn't reciprocating good energy in your life. People will take advantage if you're too accessible, if they know you're always there. And this is, like, romantic relationships, friendships, family, who the fuck ever, a job, it could be anything. Like, you do not owe anybody, like, free and open access. You're allowed to set limitations. You're allowed to have boundaries. You're allowed to block people. Some people think blocking people is toxic, whether it is on Twitter or a fucking social media app or on the phone. But I'm an advocate for blocking. I think if someone is fucking with your peace enough to the point where you even think about blocking them, then they deserve to be blocked. And they should be blocked because this is your space. And why should anybody be pissing you off in your space? Like, get the fuck out of here, right? Blocked, blockity block, get bye, right? Who's with me? Pro blocking over here. I'm low-key a little toxic with that. Pro blocking, pro ghosting. I'm sorry, but, you know. And I'm all about reciprocating and being there for people that are, like, your friends or a good person to you. But if they're not, then block. Ghost. Do what you gotta do. Protect yourself. Because you're the only person that's gonna do that. And like everything, there are nuances, but I'm not here to get into that. I think you guys are smart enough to know when it can get toxic. Like, if you're blocking someone for dumb shit, that's toxic. Don't do that. But if you really feel like you're, like, losing it and going crazy because, like, someone is just trying you or playing with you too much, block with no hesitations. Like, in the chorus, she says, blocking you on everything. I need a moment to restore this place. So, yeah, you know, sometimes you need a moment to just, like, gather yourself, gather your thoughts, bring yourself back to your baseline. And then you can unblock them and talk it out. So verse two, I love this. She just, like, says everybody, like, it's a call out. Haters, family, neighbors, police, trolling relentlessly, blocking you on everything. Exes, labels, bill collectors, cable. All can come and catch a fade, though. Accountability, tuition, that bitch that cut me off while I was driving, that ego, a whirlwind, anxiety, ADHD, addiction, bad company, fear of true healing, blocking you on everything, said I can't take no. Yeah, so if you can't take it, block. And that could be anything, people, place, things. I think accountability is probably the only thing on that list where it's like, you know, you probably want to take accountability, but sometimes you could block it for a while and then come back to it in your own time, you know? It's not always the right time for everything.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
But I want to point out that she said addiction. I know that she has spoken about drinking too much and just alcohol being a part of the problem when it comes to her mental health and like her headspace. I don't know if she's completely sober, but she's definitely been open about drinking less and just like being sober for like long periods of time. So I do think this is like a trend that is happening. I'm seeing a lot more people, specifically on TikTok, promoting non-alcoholic type elixir drinks that make you feel buzzed or like, you know, like a little head change, but not alcohol. So it's interesting to see how that'll go. Somebody said that in, I don't know how long, they said 10 years or 20 years or something, that we're gonna look back and look at alcohol the same way that we look at tobacco. I believe it, because alcohol does have like a lot of really bad side effects. I saw a video that was explaining how it makes it harder to regulate your emotions, even if you're only having like 4 drinks a week or something like that, or like 1 drink a night. And that might sound crazy to people that are sober, but like, I'll have like a drink a night, like a glass of wine, you know, wine down. I'm like, I feel French or real Italian when I'm having my little wine at night. I'm like, they do it in France. It's good for the heart, okay? But realistically, it probably does have a lot of negative side effects. Don't get me wrong, like, I'm still drinking this wine, but it's just something to think about. Especially if, like, you're needing to get your health in order, your mental health specifically, but just your general health is affected by alcohol. So it is a good idea to cleanse once in a while, at least. Maybe I'll do, like, sober November, January. I feel like I'm kind of just pushing it off if I do January, but it does feel perfect because, you know, it's basically October. So, of course, I'm going to drink for Halloween. Like, hello, October Halloween festivities. Like, this is my favorite time of the year. And then November is like Thanksgiving. I don't really care about Thanksgiving, but usually me and my fam will get like specialty craft beers. Not even specialty, but just like we'll try really good different craft beers. That's like our Thanksgiving tradition. But yeah, it's just really ingrained into our culture here in the US. And then Christmas, it's just like, I feel like alcohol and holiday festivities go hand in hand. So that's why I feel like January, but I'm just putting it out there so that I could hold myself accountable, or you guys could ask me in January how it's going. Cause I do need to like start working out and shit. And, yeah, this album is kind of inspiring for that, because even just on her health like journey, her like physical fitness, like Ari Lennox, her body has changed a lot. As long as it's been good for her mental health, and I'm all for it. Like, I definitely think it's like a lot of people just want to look good without considering their health, and that's why people will lose weight in unhealthy ways. But it seems like Ari is going about it in a healthy way, so it is inspiring, and we love her for that. And then the last song, Queen Space, featuring Summer Walker. If you listened to my episode about Still Over It, you know that Unloyal, featuring Ari Lennox, is one of my favorite songs from that album. So when I saw the track list for this album, I already could not wait to listen to this. It was one of the first singles that dropped, and it did not disappoint. Like, them two together just, like, do R&B so right. Let's play this clip.
But I don't wanna tell you what to feel. You know what's real, but you have no idea. I know you want me to be your sweetest
I fucking love it. Before I forget, blocking you and Queen Space give me very much like manifestation energy. If you ever do like, you know, all my like full moon crystal astrology girls gather around, you know, all about like affirmations and just like saying certain things during your manifestation rituals to bring things into your life or to expel things out of your life. And I feel like these two songs are like really good for those. Blocking you specifically for full moon, I believe, is the one where you're supposed to not really manifest things into your life, but to get rid of things that you don't want, like whether it's getting rid of negative emotions or just bad relationships, cutting all the bad things out, right? So blocking you is perfect for that. And then Queen Space also just reminds me maybe of more like new moon, like inviting Queen Space energy. So this song is all about just recognizing your Queen Space, like, bitch, yes, I am a queen. And I will be treated as such. And I have standards and I have boundaries. And you can't come around here unless you are about to abide. Period. So she says in verse 1, there's something we should speak on. This royalty you're seeking. Don't have a problem. On Genius, this is even, but I'm pretty sure it says don't have a problem leaving. That just makes more sense. There's something I am sure of. I deserve something purer. My love is a privilege, bitch, what the fuck? So she doesn't say bitch, what the fuck. I said bitch, what the fuck. Because, like, yes, I fucking love this song. It's so good. And, yes, all of you bitches, listen up. You need to view yourself as this queen that you are and demand your fucking needs. Needs are uncompromisable. Channel Eartha Kitt, compromise for who? For what? Like, let's not, because life is too short. Let's fucking not. Pre-chorus, I guess you can't take confrontation. Well, I ain't got time. It's so good when everything's going your way, but what about mine? So I love that that part hits, because someone that can't take confrontation in a relationship, it's gonna be draining as fuck. Like she said, well, I ain't got time. Because when you're dealing with somebody that can't take confrontation, something that should just be a quick, healthy conversation turns into a whole thing. So who has time for that realistically? Nobody. Even if you got time, you don't got time for that. Like, it's so good when everything's going your way, but what about mine? I feel like some people think that a good solid relationship is a relationship where you don't have any disagreements or arguments. And yeah, arguably maybe not arguments, if you know your definition of arguments is yelling or just having a whole fucking blowout. But disagreements, you're allowed to have disagreements, and it doesn't mean that your relationship is toxic. It's just about how you handle it. I think too many people want to focus on protecting the peace of the relationship, therefore they hold back from expressing themselves when something is bothering them or not going their way, even though if you look at that, it's like everything is going the other person's way all the time. So why can't it ever go your way? It's because you're too scared to speak up because you know it's going to be a whole fucking thing. And that's not a healthy relationship. You should be able to speak the fuck up and say, yo, I don't like that you do this. Or, hey, this thing that you do is a little toxic, or whatever it may be. If shit is always only cool because you bite your tongue because you want to make sure that they're good, you need to reevaluate. Like, what about your way, bitch? What about your way? Speak up, please. If you make yourself small like that, then you're gonna be treated that way. You gotta channel who you wanna be to be who you wanna be and be treated the way you wanna be. There's literally, like, the talk of the week. You know, like, when there's, like, a TikTok and then it makes its way to Twitter and then everyone's talking about it? Well, right now, like, the talk of the week is a whole, like, if you view yourself a certain way, then you're going to kind of just manifest that into your life. So you are in charge of viewing yourself in whatever way you want to be treated. You know what I mean? It sounds kind of crazy, but it actually makes so much fucking sense. But it's like, I think a lot of people will dismiss it because it takes a lot of energy on your half. It takes a lot of discipline. It's like manifestation, you know? It's like changing your way of thinking and then applying it. Speaking of changing the way you think, here we go in the chorus. So don't waste my queen space. True elevation when I let you taste. Let it rearrange the way you think. True elevation when I let you taste. So when you're working on yourself and, like, you know, anyone can be like, oh, I'm a queen. I get it. It probably sounds annoying on, like, the outside. Because I know when I see men calling themselves kings, I'm like, ew, shut up. Like, no, you're not. Unless you've done the fucking work. So same thing applies for women. We need to do the work to actually not feel crazy when we're referring to ourselves as queens. And obviously, we don't fucking really think we're queens. So let's just get that out of the way. But, like, symbolically, metaphorically, yes, queens. And that does require you to, like, elevate and change your way of thinking. And that literally is going to mean whoever you allow access into your life is going to benefit from that. Naturally, women love to elevate their partners. And that is a lot of how women give in relationships, is trying to help their person be a better person, like, whatever way it is, and obviously helping in that. But that's why you can't just let anyone into your life, because people will take advantage, they will waste your time, and they're benefiting while they're draining you of your precious ass energy. You've put in the time to elevate and you did the work, and someone's just gonna benefit undeservingly? I don't think so. Summer Walker in the post chorus, she says, you know what's real, but you have no idea. I know you want me to be your sweet escape. So that's what a lot of people need to realize, is a lot of times guys just want you to be their sweet escape. Low-key reminds me, and I hate bringing this up because I love Jhené Aiko and Big Sean together, even though it's, like, so toxic from the outside what they've been through. I hope that they've both done the healing. They seem like they are. So I hope that they have done healing and growing together. But the song that came out after Triggered, None of Your Concern, like, Jhené Aiko's spilling her fucking guts on that song. And it's definitely, like, a breakup song. It's, like, them after the breakup. So that's why everyone was shocked, and it was, like, plot twist at the end when he hopped in. It's a great song. Like, they're both being very open and vulnerable. But the thing is, Big Sean, I feel like the only thing that he's saying is, like, your bedroom is my only escape, like, your body, like, it's all just about her being, like, his little savior that makes, like, her pussy just, like, sweeps him away from all his stress and hard things in his life and just makes everything better. And that's just not a good balance. So just be very wary. And then the bridge, Ari Lennox says, I told you to be here, come correct or disappear. I said, smooth when it go down like some Belvedere. Don't let doubt interfere. So yeah, shit has to be smooth. They gotta come correct. They gotta recognize what it is. And they gotta reciprocate. But that's up to you to uphold those things and have those boundaries and accept what is good for you. So yeah, queen shit, queen space. This is my song. That is the last song on the album. Go listen if you have not. Alright, so I don't want the episode to be too long, so not gonna get into too much pick me shit right now. Although what I can say is, pick me's are not queens, okay? Because pick me's roll over and they don't have boundaries. They're kind of like the Joker, I guess. Like, if we're talking about cards, they just are there, like, haha, look at me, king master, like, am I pleasing you, sir? Like, that's embarrassing. It's quite sad, actually, but we'll let them figure it out. But what I do want to talk about is Nick Cannon. Like I said, if you've been on Twitter, you know that, actually, he started on Instagram, I believe, one of his baby mamas, his, like, latest one, posted on her Instagram stories about how she's so tired, like, from, she has a newborn, obviously. And somebody DM'd her, like, replied, and they were like, oh, like, why don't you get like a nanny or, like, a doula or whatever, like, some help. And then she was like, okay, are you going to pay for it? Like, I can't afford that. And then somebody was like, why don't you ask Nick Cannon to pay for it? And then that girl fucking popped off. Like, she was like, he is just the father of my child. He is not my sugar daddy. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was mad. And it's insane because Nick Cannon is a fucking millionaire. He has, like, 25 babies and, like, 20 baby mamas. I don't even know. It's an exaggeration, but not fucking really. But the crazy thing is, like, when he had, like, 3 babies in, like, the last year and a half, maybe, I could be wrong, something like that. I remember, like, the whole debate online with women saying, like, there's no way that he can be there for all his kids. Like, they're all in different households. Like, there's just no way, you know? Like, if you're a working father, it's probably hard enough to be there for your kids in one household or two, maybe. But 10 or 7, whatever. I'm going to say 10 just because whatever it is. Yeah, there's no way. But men were like, he is rich as fuck. Like, he can be there for them financially, blah, 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 blah. So that's just very telling. They think that all they have to do, the only way that they have to provide is financially. It's such a cop-out because that is not the only way to provide in a family. And it's definitely not enough. But to find out that he doesn't even have these women set up living like queens with like butlers and doulas and night shift nannies and chefs and everything, he doesn't even do that for them. What is the point, you know? Because I was like, okay, women can do it on their own. Women do it on their own all the time, raise kids. So what would be the appeal of having this man's kid? Obviously, because he's rich and he could like hook it up and make it all amazing for you. Like, he's probably paying for the best healthcare, providing everything, right? Financially, at least. But to find out that he's not, and that she feels bad even asking, like, she feels guilty, she feels ashamed, that is sad. Like, as the mother of his kids, she should not have to feel ashamed. And if you feel weird even asking your man for some money for your child, what are you doing? How did we get here, baby? I'm sorry. Yeah, so sad to see. All right, y'all. I am tired. I have not talked for that long in a minute. But I bet I'm gonna sleep good tonight. Like, this is helping me get all my thoughts out, my thoughts in order. So it's like I feel tired, but I feel good. It's like after a workout type of tired. Like, it's a good tired. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really missed this, and I'm so excited to get back into it and drop episodes weekly and bring you another season full of fun things and great music, crazy topics, whatever it may be, and hopefully some exciting new fun guests and maybe some repeats. As always, I love having people back. And also, let me know if you guys want me to have a Halloween special episode. I probably will, just because I love it. If you are new here, on Halloween or like the week of, I have an episode where I have you guys send me in voice memos, or just you can type it out, about scary situations or just like crazy situations, something that you would be like, that was scary, I went on a date and he was weird. Doesn't have to be dark and heavy, but it can be. I've definitely had you guys submit like some really heavy stuff, and it's all for like the learning experience regardless. And if it's just something scary funny, then it's for entertainment and it's all good, and I am down to read it on the podcast. So send me stuff now and I'll start going through them. I love Halloween and I'm so excited for October. Shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hooking it up. We got some really good new gear. I'm not in LA today, but hopefully in the next few weeks I'll start recording out there. It's just like a heat wave out there right now and I get too sweaty. So also keep an eye out if you did check out Amigas, the telenovela web series that we did last year. Me, April, and Alexa, we are doing a podcast. It's probably going to be like a limited run, but it's going to be all about the making of Amigas and just topics about that, like novelas, what inspired us, things like that. So if you like our dynamic, you like when they're on this podcast, then keep an eye out for that. And we're going to be doing a bunch of episodes together. Also, feel free to DM me on Simpin' After Dark on Instagram or Twitter. I love hearing from you guys. Or TikTok. Follow me on all of those. And let me know if there's anything that has happened these past few months that we have been apart from each other that you want me to talk about or touch on in any way. I know it's been a lot. So let me know. I would love to talk about it. Yeah, I hope you guys have all been well. Can't wait to hear from you guys. So excited to be back. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.